What is shaking world, Miss Nazi Katoon? How you doing?
Very well. What a lovely introduction. I loved it.
Yeah, we're shaking some things up for season six. I can't believe it's already season six for the Women of Fed. It feels like I've just now just hit the button for this to play. And I was like, damn, I've interviewed a lot of people. Just thinking to myself, speed this shit up. I got to go.
That is a good intro. I loved it. I loved it. Thank you for having me on the show, by the way.
It's been a long time coming. True story. Definitely. Long time coming. There's been a lot happening behind the scenes with, you know, we'll get into this later with your membership site, you training me. There's been a laundry list of areas of opportunity of displaying your talents and skills to the world the way it's never been done before. And I'm really excited about like shining a light on you, your story, some of the things you've had to overcome, what makes you, in my opinion, a diamond in the rough when it comes to fitness. Right. And you understanding the neurochemistry and applying that. But there's one thing that you, it's one of your pillars of your, obviously, program, Fitness Reborn, is self-love. And you're an advocate for that. And I think that something in today's society, into this world, doesn't get talked about a lot.
No.
Why do you think that is?
I think as times changed, as we've gone through the timelines of the decades and the centuries, we've disconnected away from who we really are at the core. And this is just my opinion. And if we look at how fast the world is moving and how far both men and females are trying to get to a destination, we're leaving behind what we stand for, what our truths are. You know, not a lot of people are soul searching or digging deep. And every single one of us come with a past. Every single one of us come with traumas. And these are the things that we're, you know, sugarcoating. And the word, the concept self-love as well has become a huge hype and a trend on social media. So we've lost what the word actually means and what it stands for. Mm-hmm. And over the time, we as females and men have removed ourselves away from what we are doing in our roles as a man or a woman. And that's, I mean, you're asking me this question. I never really thought about it. So I'm just thinking in my head, why, to answer that question. That is one component of it. And the other one is we don't know how to love ourselves because we haven't been taught it. At school, we haven't been taught it. Yeah, we haven't been taught how to set our boundaries, how to say yes or no, how not to please other people, you know. And then you look at cultures and subcultures and communities and how we've been parented. It's not a thing. Like when I look at my own upbringing, we're born, we live in a narrative where we have to go to school, get good grades, become a good wife, become a good husband, have children, go to jobs, and that's it. When do we get the chance to look after ourselves? We don't. And one of the key things that I found on my journey was loving and honoring myself from a deep level. It's what's created me to change and be able to seek the change and be the change as well. So it's a big concept nowadays.
It is a big concept. And I was a
Didn't
really plan going with that question and hitting you right from the beginning. It just, you know, for when I was talking about it in a separate meeting with Mark, and obviously Mark Jenkins' Anabolic Mind show coming soon for WinJet. He's already recording now. I think you'll be a guest, obviously, on that one. There's a lot of moving parts with what I've been doing with WinJet, bringing the right people on the right times and a different types of level. The Win-Win Effect has taken the world by storm, and I'm just blessed and honored to receive over 5 million downloads of this show. And there's a lot of people that tune in. I haven't launched a show now for season six coming up, but there's been 2 weeks that the show hasn't launched a show, the first time in 2 years. Everyone's like, where the hell's the show? What's going on? And I'm getting a lot of emails coming in. It's just obviously a testament to the people that we do have on. And just to go back to the self-love, I even think also it pertains to that when you just type in hashtag self-love on Instagram right now. and you'll see someone taking a bath, getting a foot massage, some bullshit like that. But it's not even what self-love is, in my opinion. It's like truly loving yourself, of your imperfections, your flaws, everything that's happened in your life, that where it can form your perception in reality. But it takes a really strong individual to sit back and go, I need to reanalyze. Why do I think of this? Why do I feel this feeling when I'm thinking of this event? And then look, go back and reinvestigate, and looking at it in a different perspective and a different lens, then you start feeling different emotions. And I talked about this yesterday on Dr. Ruth's recap show and was alive. People don't really understand the importance of going and reinvestigating the current events or these other things that've happened in your life, even your ancestries, your parents. Where do they learn the information and how it's projected onto us? It's difficult being, I would say, quote unquote, the goat in your family to break the chains, because, and I'm just being real, we both shared that as being, technically I wasn't the oldest child, the eldest, but I was, my older sister was handicapped, so I kind of wore that. And it's a little different, and I catch it. It's part of success, in my opinion, is when you start breaking those chains, you start changing the narrative in your own perception and reality. And it takes a lot of freaking courage, especially with your culture and your upbringing, you hiding boxing for a long time from your parents and your family. I don't know. I admire you. I think that that's something where I even look at, if I think being a man, it's easier to kind of, I'm not doing it this way.
No, you're absolutely spot on. And I speak about intergenerational trauma a lot to find out who we really are as an individual. Like right now, I have to go back and see what my mother was like growing up. What was her past like? What my father was like when he was growing up? What their parents were like? Because they came together and then they created me, and that gets all passed down. And we come from a background of, our culture has gone through war. It's gone through poverty. It's gone through lots of things. Like, my parents are from Bangladesh. Our country only gained independence in 1971. So it's important to understand what my grandparents were like then. How did my mom love herself? And she probably didn't. She didn't know how to. And then me coming into this world, finding myself living through her narrative wasn't the same. We're in two different worlds. And you said something really lovely there about taking baths and everything. It really isn't about how many hot baths or hot bubble baths you're taking. Self-love for me, the way I've defined it, is this is who I am. And I know who I am at the root. I'm going to honor this part of me and everything that's wrong with me, the flaws and the highs and the lows and everything. And that's what makes Nazia who she is today. And I've been on this self-love journey since I went through depression at the age of 30. And it was realizing being a amateur boxer, being a woman of color, being Bangladeshi, being Muslim, these are things that we weren't allowed to do. And it was it's an unsaid, invisible thing that you just listen to. Like, I need to go to school, get good grades, please my parents, get married, and that's the end. So when I was doing all those things, it was almost like I was doing it without even realizing I was being a rebel or defying the stereotypes, shall I say, of what a Bangladeshi Muslim woman was supposed to be like. But in that, I lost myself. I was always at war. I never, in my 20s, I never felt at peace with who I was, because I was always trying to be something that I wasn't. And this peace I feel now comes from a place of knowing what my standards are, first of all, right? In life, in work, in relationships, with even my family, you got to have a set of standards, and what value am I bringing to the world? And I think I keep talking about this word value. What value am I giving to my clients? What value am I giving to the people around me? What value am I getting from those people around me? Are they nourishing me? If they're not, then I don't want it in my life. And it takes a long time to get to that place as well. And I was talking to a friend yesterday about the way I was perceived when I was an amateur boxer. 20 years ago, we never had Asian female boxers then like we do now. We never even had female Asian fitness coaches like we do now. So it's changing how people see me through their lenses, but I had to change the way I see myself through my own lenses. And that was injecting myself through loving myself, through being compassionate with myself, through being gentle and kind to myself. Like, I was a beast when I was an amateur boxer. And I almost felt like I lived a part of me that was 20% feminine and the rest was just masculine energy. Mm-hmm. And you have to adopt that while you're in a very male-dominated sport. And I didn't like it after a while because it wasn't helping me grow or be in my natural state. And to realize that, dig deep and be where I am now, it's been a journey and a half. And self-love isn't always, oh, I love myself every day. It changes. And that's what makes us human beings very, very exciting. It's the unexpectedness of it, the changes that we go through, and it's having the tools and the resources to mm-hmm. be able to go and kick yourself out of something.
That's what I was looking for. The tools and the resources, right? Yeah. So people don't even have the right tools in their tool bag and the resources available because then they get to a situation where they're always going to conform and always going to step in line and just receive from the world what they don't deserve. And they deserve a lot more.
Yeah.
Most people don't really understand the value of themselves.
Yeah.
Like, what is your value? And I'll tell you what the government values you, obviously, with the court systems and legal fees. And if, say, for instance, they put you in jail, that's $6 million a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you really truly understand the value of yourself in society, the way the world views you? And then also the values and the true gifts that you are already given, instilled inside of you. But most people aren't willing enough to really want to take the time investigating what are your true gifts in life.
Yeah. And this is something, I hate this word potential, because I remember at the beginning of my career in 2012, and it was another personal trainer that said to me, you got a lot of potential, but you don't know what it is. And it stayed with me. And you know, these little things that people say to you that you carry on without realizing it.
Yeah.
I had a personality. I had character. I was an extrovert. And, you know, you stand out when you look a certain way as well. But I didn't see any of that. And when he said that to me, you've got potential, it bothered me because it wasn't something I was accessing properly. And why it bothered me was because we don't have long on this planet. We're going to be here for a very short time. And then I started going on this journey. I'm going to go and do everything that I thought I couldn't do. Yes. And bit by bit, what happened was I realized the confidence and the self-esteem and my own value, the more I was going for the things that I wanted that I didn't think I could get, in return, it was fueling my passion and it was getting me to a state where I was able to serve people on a higher ticket or more people from a varied background and saying, you know what? There's nothing to be scared about. You can actually do this. Mm-hmm. And now doing this membership site as well is just like giving me a platform to really reach people who need the help, really reach people who haven't had the ability to believe in themselves or be able to tackle. Like, one thing I realized, we don't know how to articulate our feelings because we don't know how to, but somebody else hasn't spoken about it that we can relate to. So when I speak about loving myself as a brown woman, it goes deep because us brown women, we are not taught how to love ourselves. We're taught to please the invisible mother-in-law from the age of 5 or pleasing our husbands from the age of puberty and, you know, do this because your future self, your future husband is not going to be impressed with this. But nobody teaches us as brown females had to love and respect ourselves before we love and respect somebody else. So when you give permission, when I speak about it, it's almost like giving other brown females that can relate to me to give themselves permission to love themselves. And I've seen this happen so many times when people give me feedback. Thank you for allowing me to share my story and you share your story. I've changed as a result X, Y, and Z. And my tools are literally fitness. Fitness is the tool that I use. But through the fitness, I channel that energy to teach them how to love themselves. When you love your body, when you look after your mind, when you give yourself good food, good sleep, good everything, it's like, why wouldn't you want to be happy? Why wouldn't you want to love yourself?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question to lead with. Why wouldn't you?
Mm. Yeah,
That's the most offensive question you can ask anybody is why.
Yeah. And people get upset because they haven't been challenged, right?
No. Because I mean, that's not the way the society breeds individuals. I can go on for years about this because they're never going to question a narrative. They're just going to conform and go in line. There's people that I've grew up with, probably throw banana pills at a TV screen when they see me, but they're so stuck.
Yeah.
In their world.
Yeah.
And they're only receiving what they're given by their own perception and reality, by the opportunities in life. And just like you, you talked about the word potential. Word potential, it's not even potential. Are you tapped into your source?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the question. Are you tapped into your true self?
Yeah.
And that when you are tapped in to your true self and you're doing what God, Allah, whatever people believe universe is telling you to do, that's a different type of vibe.
100%. I remember I sat with a friend called Riaz. When I've had low days, strangers have given me a shoulder to lean on. And you remember what they say to you. And I remember he said, "Now this is your gift that Allah gave you. You have something that somebody else doesn't." And I kept thinking about this every time I used to feel stuck or low. And I realized I'm not the best fitness coach when it comes to counting macros and diet and everything. I know what my weaknesses are in the industry as well, but I know what my highs are, what my true purpose is getting people to get up from the couch and giving them a plan for them to actually sustain something, which is happiness. Find happiness in this fitness game, because when you look after the body, you can look after the mind. And I show up every single day for that, right? And I show my highs and I show my lows and I show how having love for yourself, how having fitness in your life can help you change everything about you. And this gift that we all have is something that we're not allowed to somehow tap in, because we've been told school, college, high school, university, work, this is where, this is the end line, this is it. So we don't see outside of the box. And I realized also, like, growing up, being a boxer wasn't just I was a boxer. Boxing actually chose me as a sport. I never chose it in a way, because I needed it to help me calm heal my anger. It's crazy when I say this and saying this out loud, like the sport chose me, not the other way around. There was so much aggression in me.
I would agree with that.
There was so much aggression in me that I didn't know how to channel it. And that gave me a way. And I wouldn't go back to the sport again because it's done its job. I have a lot of love and respect for my 20s. And there was a lot of things in my 20s I wished that somebody had taught me different, then I didn't have to go through the storm. But again, you have to go through it to grow and become who you are. And another thing, I choose not to be mediocre in my life. I choose not to be average. And I do anything and everything it can take to be above that. And that is from the moment I wake up. How am I going to serve me first? How am I going to be different from yesterday? How am I going to use what I have today to not be like the average person who is probably doing the 9-to-5 job or whatever it is the lifestyle is? And I think we all settle in ourselves because we haven't been shown a different avenue. That could be with our work, our finances, even our relationships. The amount of people that settle in their relationships is actually horrifying. And then you go through this whole life, and at the end, like, I have clients that are 50 years old and they're like, "I've not spent time. I don't even know what self-love is." Right. Mm-hmm. And then I have clients that are 19 that come to me to learn about self-love. And it's like, wow. And imagine what it would be like if somebody taught us this at from get-go. Wouldn't it be so much easier? So, yeah.
Have you thought about how powerful you truly are in the industry that you're in?
Yes and no. I take the no comes from, because I'm not in the what we call the mainstream fitness industry. I've taken myself out of it and I created something for myself because I got tired. If I'm honest with you, you're in a Caucasian dominated environment, the fitness industry that doesn't represent anything that I do or what my clients need. And I found a niche and I tapped into it and it's been jackpot for me, right? And now I realize in my niche, I'm very powerful. In my niche, nobody's doing what I'm doing. And it's beautiful because I knew I had something to give to the world, but it's taken such a long time to get here. And I still feel like I haven't even scratched the surface.
You haven't.
So, yeah. So there's so much more to see what Naz is capable of doing and what powerful, who she is at the core again. So it's another chapter that I'm looking forward to, actually.
Well, I'm really excited about this next chapter. And I don't think you've actually understand the level of impact that's possible.
Yeah.
And I'm going to share this for the listeners to really have an understanding. I've been blessed and honored to have a lot of opportunities that would come across my desk, and for me and the right people being around me to guide and point me in the right direction, and me sometimes learning from others' mistakes. And I put myself in some really cool situations when it pertains to business. But however, during the time when I was chasing the bag or chasing those opportunities and maximizing my ability to the highest level to earn, I compromised my health for my wealth. And that's really easy to do. Me being, you know, obviously playing a lot of sports, the effects from a hard life in the 20s have really restrained me from being able to work out the way that I was trained when I was younger and I was physically able to. And when you get really frustrated and you're not able to physically do the workouts that you would normally do, your mind has captured a snapshot of what you could lift and what you could do. Now I'm obviously me being that egotistical side of me, getting frustrated. When I get frustrated, it tends to obviously be anger, and me getting angry at myself. And you said, fuck it, I'm out. I'm not going to work out. So then that course, that 1 week turned into 2 weeks, 2 months, 3 years later, I've gained a huge excess amount of weight. During the time, for the listeners that maybe not know this, I became really unhappy with myself and in relationships and even all relationships. The only relationship that I was good at and it obviously paid me well was obviously what I did for a living. I was married to the game, and the game loved me and it needed me. It felt like it did. So when I compromised my standards that I used to have with my body, my physique, the way that I felt, it really took its toll emotionally. Mental health with me. And I started spiraling out of control. I felt like I was wearing a mask, and that mask dipped. And the world, when you choose not to deal with what you need to deal with, the universe will force you to deal with it at some point.
100%.
It's always going to come at the worst time. And I feel like it came at your worst time at your 30, and it forced you to deal with what you didn't want to deal with. But that's where you can find your gift. But this is where 90% of people don't lean into that adversity. I was watching a documentary the other day, and just to kind of shut off, and a guy was asked the question, like, oh, you're a fireman. He's like, oh, you're a crazy guy that runs into fires. It's like, yeah. He goes, you must be the guy that the pansy guy's running out the fire when I'm running in. You're the guys that I save. And I thought that was kind of funny because you're one or the other. In my opinion, well, I would say three. Either you freeze, just completely freeze. And I've seen that happen in the military. That's why we train until our eyes bleed. Then you have people that go lean into the adversity. Then you have people that try to run away from that subconsciously. Have you always been the type of person, it sounds like you have, to kind of lean into things that you, even if you didn't feel like you wanted to do?
Not in my 20s, no. In my 20s. I was very much scared of the person that I was, and that was purely my anger. It was scary for a woman to have so much anger. I don't know where it came from, honestly. And I ran away. Sports was my outlet to run away from everything. You know, anybody who showed me the remote interest romantically, I ran away. Anybody, even business, I ran away from business for years because I did not want to be dealing with the difficult stuff, finances, run away before you realize you haven't got a penny in your bank account and you're in trouble.
Trying to avoid the account.
Yeah, checking. I'm telling you. But I tell you what was really beautiful about my journey. It's when you are up against the wall, literally when you're up against the wall, and you realize something's wrong, and that's something wrong. Well, I call it the abyss of a black ocean that I was sinking into at my depression. And I don't talk about it much now because I understand how the brain works. When you go back and talk about it, it takes you back to a moment, but I'm just going to quickly touch on it. I stopped boxing because I wanted to give myself a chance to get married. I know it sounds really, really silly, but the pressures of marriage has been always there in my 20s. And I found it really difficult getting to know somebody from my own background because I wasn't that female that they were used to seeing. You know, my shape was very different. My posture was very different. And I'm sure it intimidated a lot of men from my background. So I stopped, and having stopped boxing at a time when I was also transitioning into the fitness industry without having a clue what I was doing, I slipped into depression very quickly. And it was a scary time because your thoughts take you somewhere that you never want to go to. And you're running away. You're constantly running away from the shadow work, from the inner healing, because you don't know how to do it. And then when I hit that rock bottom, I realized I was in a lot of trouble, man. I realized, wow, I can go to a therapist. And I did. They didn't help much because when you're in tune with yourself, you know there's something out there that you can control. But it's been giving yourself permission to do it as well. And then I realized also when I went to the doctors to admit that I was depressed and having those suicidal thoughts. And I said in a video a long time ago, people who think about suicide never want to leave the world. They just need help, right?
Yeah, they're looking for the solution.
Yeah, they're looking for a lot of love and they're looking for a lot of help. And for me to admit being at that situation in my life was difficult. It was a hard pill to swallow. And I was the eldest out of five brothers and sisters. I felt like a horrible burden. I felt like a horrible letdown, a disappointment to my family and myself. And it was in that time I also had a beautiful awakening. I had a rebirth. I had a second chance. So when I look back at it, it had to happen for me to face who Nazia was becoming. And this is where Fitness Reborn was created. This is when I realized that fitness was both a curse to me and a beautiful blessing because it's helped me throughout every emotion I've had. Back in my 20s, I had a lot of destructive, negative emotions, but it helped me channel that energy, that emotion, and it pacified me as well. And then in my 30s, as I was pulling myself out of that depression, it was the only thing that helped me was my fitness regime, my fitness routine, right? And that's why I call it Fitness Reborn, because fitness is the tool that helps you manage your emotions in a more systematic way, in a more calming way. It gives you power back, but it's a fine line of using it to our advantage as a human being. And then 100%. From then, from then it has been a journey for me. Anytime something I know I'm running away from, I have to do a U-turn and come back and face it. That's why meditation is so important in my life. Being by myself is so important in my life. Being in silence is so important because we are so distracted from the world by noise, from our phones, listening to other people's problems, and we don't listen to ourselves. So it's understanding who and where we are at different times, and being aware can be a beautiful blessing as well as a curse, because if you're aware and you don't make the change, it's pointless in being aware.
When you're working with your clients, and I'm going to try to tap this in for the listeners to really understand. As you were speaking, I was writing, obviously, this is what I do. I can't help myself. I write things down.
Yeah.
When you're working with clients that seem they're not to grasp the concept of what you're trying to accomplish, when a lot of people that, and this is my point, a lot of people don't know what they want.
Yeah.
But they, however, they do know what they don't want.
Yeah.
Do you typically lead with that first when you're trying, to break through? Because we've all had difficult clients in life. I mean, let's be real. People are walking around stupid. And it's really difficult because they've been walking around. I'm not saying stupid as in intellect. They're just blinded. They're sheeple, right? So they're, they've never been, you mentioned it earlier. They've never been challenged on their bullshit. And I'm telling you, I'm not a one to mess with on an intellectual type of level with an emotion side of it. I can pick up pretty quickly when someone's giving me the smoke screen and mirrors and bullshit. And I'll call them on it. I'm like, listen, do you want my help? If you want my help, I need to tell you the truth. And understanding truth and illusion is difficult. So talk to me about like some clients or some things, situations, maybe some of the techniques that you use just for other fitness coaches out there that are tuning in that are having trouble with that. Of breaking through, because this is what typically happens with any type of coaches or any type of individuals. I don't care if it's businesses. If they're not grasping a concept, you say, I'm out. They're not ready. Well, yeah, they are ready. They just haven't had anybody to penetrate to the core yet with them. So talk to me about that.
Sometimes when people ask me exactly what I do, I'm like, I have no idea. I really don't. And I think sometimes that makes me a very good coach, not having a script, not having a textbook, because if we had a textbook, all of us would be walking around great, right? With our greatness and our potential out there.
No, what you would be walking around as is the 97% of people out there with these little bullshit courses selling you something or jamming a product and service down your throat, to applying scarcity of a digital product that it's going away and limited. Stop. When I see things like this, it literally lights me on fire. I am a shared legacy in everything I've ever read and been exposed to and done. Nothing's mine. Nothing is mine.
Everything's been regurgitated.
Everything.
I found a beautiful, I think this is me tapping into who I am. And most of the times when a client walks through the door is knowing exactly how to pick up their energy. And it's an intuitive part of me that I've realize works so beautiful. Like I know from 30 seconds when somebody comes to my consultation, I'm going to work with that person. If I don't, I'll just put the prices up high so they can't afford me, so then we don't have to work together. But one of the best
that's about knowing your value.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not even about the money anymore. It's about, can I take this person from A to B? If I can, I'll put my 100% into it. I know when the girls come and see me, and most are trained with females, they haven't
Just pause right there for a second, if you don't mind. The listeners, I want everyone to understand what she just talked about and what she just mentioned. That's her moral compass. She knows that she can be effective with that client. It's not about the money. It's not about do anything else. Her moral compass, her how she values her true self, that's a reflection on why her this methods and techniques and how she's so effective in today's marketplace. She doesn't give a shit about the money, doesn't care about anything other than that person. So take yours for people out there that are not understanding this game. This game is called they win first. That's when you win.
I love that. Yeah.
They have to win first.
Yeah. I love that. One of my old mentors that I learned how to do the neuroscience course related to fitness is called Mind Map. Dax Moy said this so beautifully. The fitness coaches are just a catalyst. Your clients are the real stars, right? So when somebody goes through a transformation, like I'll give you an example of the recent client I worked with, Sabina. Sabina has been with me for almost 8 months. She's come on 2 rounds. She came from a very volatile domestic violent relationship. I work with clients that come from that background. And when they, you know, when somebody goes through a destructive relationship, you let go of everything emotionally, physically, spiritually, everything. And what tends to happen, a lot of people emotionally eat, they gain the weight, and then it's a vicious cycle of mentality, not knowing what to do. And, you know, the long story short, she'd been following me for a long time, and then she finally had the guts to reach out. And I remember this time last year, we had a virtual consultation because we were in lockdown, and I was brought to tears with this client's story. And I took her on not having a clue what I was going to do with her. But I knew I would like to work with her because I knew I had something to offer her that would be able to help her. And gosh, Chris, like, just to think about, just talking about it doesn't do any justice. We have to sit her down and talk about her transformation and what she gained from me and being on that.
You should do that one of your lives with Wynn. You should do that.
Yeah, definitely. And her transformation was so slow, but so rapid at the same time. By the time we came to 8 weeks, 12 weeks, it was a whole different person, right? And she had a medical condition that she had to get an operation. You know, you go through the highs and the lows with your clients. Most recently, she had a breakdown, and it's being with that client. Like, I remember I took everything out of my calendar and I just sat with this human being who needed help that didn't have anybody else. And I realized that is something that's really powerful that I do with my girls, is giving them that time. And every one of us are craving two things, time and love, right? And the way she is now is she's lost like maybe three dress sizes. She's in a better mental health. Her doctor said to her, go on antidepressants. I said to her, no.
Of course. Right? That's, yeah, we didn't want to go into that topic. But yeah, of course they did. That's easy.
I sat there with her that day and I said, look, I am not a doctor, because if I give you the wrong information, I could potentially harm you as well. But I know you so well, I don't think you should go on the antidepressant. I gave her a whole lot of other supplements and a regime to follow. She came and trained. And I haven't seen her for the last month or so because she's taken control back. She's now gone and joined the gym. She's happier. She's able to look after her emotions. And when I think about what I did with her, it's the slow, small things that teaches her how to love herself and respect herself. Because eventually we have to leave the past behind, all of us. Right? It will serve us time to time and we will have horrible triggers, but how you manage it in yourself right now from the moment you wake up, it's going to be a breath of fresh air. And I feel like, I keep saying this, fitness is the baseline that you go to again and again and again to resurrect your soul, to give yourself another chance, to wake up, to wake your spirit up, to wake your soul up. And the moment you understand that, you can understand that you are the creator of your life, like manifesting, creating, desiring, wanting. We can have it all if we wanted it, right?
But what is your all isn't everybody else's all. So that's the whole point.
And our body is vibrating all the time in high frequency if we choose it, or lowest frequency depending on where we are. And we're all going to be going through these paths time to time depending on the circumstances and the situation. But if you can learn how to train your body, you can train your mind. If you can train your mind, you can have a better outlook on life as well.
Right.
You got me all passionate now.
and obviously when we've talked about this for months of you coming onto the show, just kind of picking the right time when it was, you know, feasible for both. I've had a lot going on. There's just been a lot going on with WinJet. And when we had a conversation about the membership stuff, it wasn't really, let's be real, it wasn't really much conversation. I had just seen an area of an opportunity on what's needed, where a fitness coach is really, or any kind of coach out there, if they haven't been exposed to the fulfillment process on how effective things need to be to protect yourself with your clients, and obviously the agencies out there that are going to regulate your success ratios and fulfillment process. People used to ask me what I did for a living 8 years ago, and I told them that I was a fulfillment specialist. And it was true. The end result is what I'm looking for in a business. I'm trying to get their clients to an end result, and that's how I'm going to display that. And then, of course, it just obviously take. I wasn't even called a salesperson until I started my first business, because I did emissions. I focused on what is in the best interest of the other person first. Because I hear a lot of people say that they're customer centric, but their actions and inactions say something different. And I see this a lot with fitness coaches. With fitness coaches out there, they all look the same. They post the same. I would say the ones with no morals, they all look the same. Show me their ass. Show me their boobies. Show me whatever.
So much trouble.
I know it. I know it, but I'm saying it's all bullshit. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all bullshit. And by the time you go to work with those individuals, they're going to, you know, based on what they, how they perceive you, they're going to charge you an arm and a leg to work out or whatever. I paid a trainer to help me And they were having me work out more than I've ever worked out before. And obviously we're working with you. I shredded about 36 pounds in 3.5 months. And I worked out every other week with you.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Sometimes less is more. And I had to learn this as well. Sometimes less is more.
And right. For the listeners out there, there was a lot of workouts I did on my own, by the way. It wasn't like I just worked out once and how the hell does that happen? Yeah, that doesn't work.
When I trained you, I realized you're beyond a high performer. Like to be where you are, you have to understand that your focus and your mind will be very, very different and on an elite different level. And then when I learned about you through the conversation that you were in the military, your story, what you've gone through, why you put the weight on, how you were. I was actually quite scared to train you some days because I knew you were very like, I can't do this and I must do this. And then I was like, okay, you're going to hurt yourself. And there was a lot of ways I had to tap into slowing you down and still like praising you for doing the things that you were doing. And then we eventually got to the point where you were able to do things that you weren't able to do like 2-3 months ago. And that for me was like, wow, that's amazing. Like if I can change somebody like you, then everybody else is like going to be a walk in the park. But really and truly, it's a relationship that you have with your clients. It's so intimate. It's so personal. It's so important that you have a trust. And I think the key word is trust. You, like all my clients, need to be able to trust me, and I have that ability with the girls as well, or whoever comes to train with me. Like I've been through the journey, I know what it's like. I know where you are mentally. I was an amateur boxer. I used to be able to do crazy stuff then. I can't do now. But it's also learning again, going back to this key word again, self-love. You have to somehow humble yourself and say, okay, I was able to do it once. Right now my body's telling me something else. And when you understand, like Gabor Mate says this so beautifully, when the human body and the mind goes through trauma, it gets stored in the body. And when we emotionally in any addiction that we have to food, drink, sex, porn, whatever it is, alcohol, drugs, whatever, it's because we haven't nurtured the part of that trauma that needs to be looked after. So it gets stuck. When you have an injury, it's not just an injury. There's something going on psychologically as well. And you have
it could be the story you're telling yourself. An 100%, excuse.
100%. Like I went through an eating disorder growing up and I still struggle with my relationship with eating and food and exercise. But it's understanding that it's never going to go away. I just have to manage it. And I have a great strategy in managing it every day. But the moment I take my feet off, you know, the accelerator, I find myself out of control. But when you have the power and the knowledge to come back to what you do and it's the baseline again, it's so much easier because you've learned it. You've done this. So it's not that hard. And the same thing applies to training your body again. Like you've been there, done it, honor it, humble yourself, come back to the slow stuff because the slow stuff gets you to the bigger stuff as well.
Right. There's a very systematic approach that makes you very effective. Because it worked on you. There's a lot of stuff that I've seen you're a very highly knowledgeable person, but it wasn't like you've taken a bunch of courses and shit.
No.
It's all you looking for the information and trying to seek that explicit knowledge. Because there's a lot of knowledge in today's world that you can go on Google and find, but it's a lot of misinterpretations of a concept that makes people effective. What makes you extremely effective is the it factor. Is that I could put you in a room with 100 people. No shit. And this is my personal opinion, and everyone has one. I could put you in a room 100 people and put something in a room and saying, okay, who's going to come out as a winner? I know that you're not going to give up on yourself. That's for sure. I'm not sure if you'll win, but I'm saying she won't quit.
Yeah, no, resilience. And this is something that I know in the 10 years of my journey, I often ask myself, what kept me going? It's resilience. It's knowing sometimes I'm not even driven by my dream. It's the mission at the end. It's the purpose that's driving me because I'm so sure of who I am now than ever before. And again, you know, that part where you just said I'll come out winning. I've tested this so many times about myself,
mm-hmm.
right? You have to take yourself through the dark times voluntarily, right?
Oh, and that's a key word.
Yeah, like when I say voluntarily, it's, listen, nobody wakes up wanting to go for a run in 6 o'clock in the morning.
No one, no.
It's freezing cold. And last year, I realized something that was so beautiful about all the years of work I've done in COVID times, 2020, when the gyms were shut. This time last year, we were in sub-zero temperatures out there. Yeah,
it's cold as shit out right now.
I was out there running. I was out there doing mm-hmm. my workouts. And I did that on purpose, because if I can handle the heat outside of me, whenever I'm in trouble inside, I know I will come out of it. Just like 30 minutes being in the freezing cold while most people are not doing it, I'm going to do it, because I know I'm not the average person. It's these crazy little things that you do.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even a fitness coach. And I told a client one time that they should apply, because I think in relationships and fitness, physical 100%. Fitness, you can always use an example, an analogy, and it sticks with people.
Mm.
For some reason. So I use a lot of analogies for people to grasp my concepts, or grasp whatever I'm trying to share with them. That takes the emotion out of it, which is good, because then now they're not stuck on that and fixated on my point of view. And they're like, I don't want him to change my perception. I have a lot of that. But I actually gave an advice for somebody. The best way to get yourself in a routine of being in a gym and working out is just get a membership and go to the gym, take a shower, and go home.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The more that you do things like that, now you're getting accustomed to getting your ass off the couch, passing by every the gym bag, don't worry about nothing, just go take a shower and come back.
Yeah.
They're like, what? What is that going to do? And I'm like, you're now in the habit, forming a habit in your brain of you taking your ass somewhere.
Yeah.
It eventually, by the time you're there, you'll go, I'm going to try out that machine. I'm going to try this out. And you'll see other people in there, and then people are going to start getting used to you. Then you'll start forming some type of commonality with these individuals. And you're not in there as a competition or chatting it up. And that's why I don't like going to the gym and some of these things, because it's all corporate stuff. And then you have gym trainers coming up and trying to hit you up. And I'm like, shut the fuck. I know. Listen, relax. And that's how they make their money. It's no offense. But everybody can get better. And I think that's what makes people really want to work on themselves.
Yeah. You know, I have clients that come and see me from outside of London, like Leicester, Cornwall, Birmingham, Aldershot, 2 hours away from here, 3 hours away from here. And I ask these girls, what is it that makes you want to travel and come and see me, whether it's fortnightly, once a month? You know, you got to know what people are attracted to you about. And I always get the same answer. I know you can help me, Nazia. And how do you know that? The more I
put out there. Sometimes they can't tell you.
Yeah. And the more I put out there, they can relate to me. And I think this is an important thing that we have to understand, relatable to your trainer as well. And I have this client, what you just said there about going to the gym and coming out, a girl that works with me online that comes and sees me once every other week, Zainab, you know, one of our conversations we had on the phone was a lack of self-belief.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody around her has been telling her, oh, you start and you don't finish. You're dumb. You're this. You're never going to finish it. Imagine what it does to a person when you hear this on a daily basis. It crushes you. You end up believing that you are not capable of doing it. And the platform that I give my girls is, I know I never had anyone believe in me when I started in this journey.
Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah.
That's so powerful.
Yeah, and when I think about it, I went through my dark times alone. I had to swallow my pride and my ego at the times when I was severely in need of help, right? When I see some of these girls, it's almost like, I know I can help you. I just need to love you from afar, give you the right material, and teach you how to get to the point where you believe in yourself. When I see this client now, Chris, she's worked with me for 4 months. It's an online program. Remember this, right? She comes and sees me once a month or so. Just once a month. So that's 4 interactions she's had with me, maybe. This girl has lost over 4 dress sizes.
Wow.
She goes to the gym by herself every single day. I get a text message from her every single day to tell me she's at the gym, what she's eating, how she's feeling. And that, you cannot buy that.
That's almost a relationship that you would have with somebody that you're growing up with, and maybe you have a lot of affection for your uncle because your uncle believes in you when no one else gave a shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, and that's a special relationship.
Yeah, that for me is what keeps me going. And
that's ambassadorship, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm so blessed to have a best friend and siblings that believe in my work. But at my lowest, I needed one person to say, I believe in you. Mm-hmm. And that was my best friend when I met her 8 years ago. And I'm forever, ever indebted to that because she gave me something that I didn't even know I needed at that time. And there was another friend called Shahin. She also gave me the tools to believe in myself. And it's knowing that I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to be at my lowest. I know what it feels like to be alone. I know what it feels like when nobody believes in you, when you don't even believe in yourself. And then people like yourself that come in to cross paths, you know, give me a platform to grow my membership and everything. You have to understand that you have something to offer to the world. Otherwise, these people won't be taking that journey for 3-4 hours to come and see you. And this is it, going back to the point of knowing what your value is, knowing who you are and what you have to offer yourself and the world. Like, I love fitness, but fitness really isn't what I'm teaching my clients. I'm teaching them
all.
How to love themselves.
And that was the area of opportunity that it came to me. It's not like I was like, all right, this is what I think you should do. I just knew that what I was doing with Winjet, and obviously with my exposure and my resources and tools that I've developed and forged over the years, I knew that could be very effective with certain things. And I watched an interview, and I shared this with you before. I shared an interview with you, and I was like, my staff was like looking for a bunch of stuff, and they were getting putting together the membership things. And I didn't know that we were just going to take off. I was just going to show you what we can do. And then I watched that interview, and it hit me on a deep level. And I remember messaging you. And I sent a message to my team and was like, just do it. Just put it together for her. They're like, what do you mean? They're like, what do you mean? And I was like, because she's not going to do it. Put it together. And that's how it happened.
Yeah, like, you know, like I said, I'm great at one thing. When it comes to business and stuff, it's about trust. This is my baby. Who am I going to trust to help me look after something that I've nurtured for 8-10 years? And again, it's building something together to give to the world. And that's our main purpose, is to serve other people, isn't it? How we're serving ourselves and how we're serving other people. And one of the things is, I've gone through the journey. What's the point of keeping it to myself when it can help thousands, maybe millions of people? Right now,
It's there's a lot of exposure, because I know what's going to happen. I mean, last year at this time, I was building it in my own mind. I knew what I was doing. I was building a platform to be able to help people on a different type of level and giving people exposure so they don't have to travel. They can still get a dose of nausea. And what makes nausea in the way it's presented, because 90% of the fitness coaches and fitness people out there, I mean, it's the reason why Mark Jenkins is with us at Winjet Fitness and Winjet Studios. He trains Beyonce, Mary J. Blige. I mean, this guy has been in the industry for over 30 years, doing it at a very high level, and one of the most highly sought out individuals as in a financial level on going on tour, getting them ready for concert. Because as long as they can stay physically fit to be on tour, that's more money for everybody else. So that's why he's sought out.
Yeah.
And so I look for people that can make a quick impact. That's what I look for. So let's show if we can. And before we show, I want everyone to stand by for a little quick and show you exactly what's going to happen here. But this powerful, the level of impact that is possible, and it is almost a given.
Yeah.
I don't think people have seen you the way they need to see you yet. And we're about to show you.
I'm coming.
Oh, yeah. The world's about to see it. And I'm like, oh, you wait.
I'm ready.
All right, guys. Stand by. A little quick message real quick.
Cultural restrictions. Mental limitations. Eating disorders. Fitness always gave me the answers. My savior, the anecdote to my existence. The impossible became the possible. Recreating, rebuilding, reborn.
Like, who is that?
Did you see that? Do it again. Repeat it again.
Do you want to play it again?
No, coming up.
All right, no. So I want everyone to understand, this is her website, and it's a, well, I'll put the little screen on the bottom. Hold on, let me hit this little button over here. This so that we can see her, the membership site, the website. So visit www.winjet.com/offers/NazikaToon for those who are just tuning in. We'll put it all in the show notes and all that good stuff for you guys. But just to kind of give everyone an understanding, a glimpse inside behind the curtain, it's not just a site for her, for people to go to and watch some videos. No. I mentioned earlier that I'm like to, I guess, be identified as a fulfillment specialist and focusing on the end result of them winning first. That's what this site is going to do. And I'm going to let Nazia kind of kick this off and go through this screen. Mm-hmm. And from her point of view, and obviously why this needs to happen, right? So yeah, we can go from here. So just tell me to pause and every time you want.
Sure. So the reason why I've created this membership site is because, first of all, the fitness industry is flawed. The system is broken. Because of the fitness industry, we have a high growth of mental health issues, people not knowing how to train. So some good trainers are out here to fix it, to give people the right tools and the resources, but also demystifying all the myths that you need to be fit and healthy. So that's the main thing why this membership has been created. And what you will get on here is my experience mainly, and all my 10 years of experience with working with clients, put into a site where you will have access to all the videos. We're talking about your elite level mindset, performance, how to get started, how to create habits, how to work out, knowing when you're going through different emotions as well, okay? When to rest, when to be able to correct different things in your diet, your sleep. You will understand what walking does to you, how to enhance your confidence, your self-esteem, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with people around you. And your relationship with yourself is what governs what everybody else, or how everybody else treats you as well. So that's the overall understanding of why I'm doing it. And inside the membership site, you will see Fitness Reborn International. You will go in and you will have little mini chunk videos. And I got the idea from when I learned my mind map course when it comes to neuroscience. It's all about brain. How you are, what part of the brain you're operating from. I haven't really dwelled into this yet, but I will be. Once you understand the basic stuff that I put out there, and these are going to be done in weekly education videos, I haven't even touched training yet, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody needs to know how to train because, oh my God, the world is full of YouTube videos on how to train. Nobody needs that. There's no need for that. What people need now is how to use their mind to be happy. Everybody's objective is to be happy. Now, what you will get here is content that teaches you. I'm going to be coaching you through this platform, like I will when I coach my clients. And every day is going to be different. Every day is going to be tailored to different topics. We're going to be talking about mental health. We're going to be talking about self-love, what it is, how to do it. I do these weekly things where I go out on dates by myself to rejuvenate, recharge and everything. So that's the overall content here. Meditation, how to zen in, how to access your inner power, all of that kind of stuff.
I want to show them exactly what they're getting inside because of how powerful it is. Mm-hmm. Obviously putting together this framework, this is the same framework and the same methodology that we would use in colleges and trade schools in America. And just kind of give everyone a little bit more context. Some listeners, maybe perhaps they wouldn't understand what I do. I've used this same format and align this process as inside systems for billion-dollar companies and trillion-dollar industries over the last 8 years. I've done it for some really pretty predominant individuals online, offline, event speakers. Some of the event speakers that I'm not going to say names don't really understand how to put this type of stuff together because that's not their zone of genius. Their zone of genius is to make a level of impact in whatever field and whatever they do for a living. That's why this is important, having someone's expertise and obviously a system that can work for you, and it also is going to work for the person first. So that's what these videos are the most important for. If you notice, when you get involved inside this system, the videos are put together in a very short clips because you can't get over, you can get overly saturated with too much information and you don't do anything. That's where procrastination lies. We can literally give you the world and information and give you the, this is how to do it. This is exactly why, don't go. And they're not going to do it. And I've seen this a lot in systems, but go ahead. So inside of here, if you notice, but there's even certificates. There's a lot of crazy things that are going to be happening with the quizzes. There's gamification inside of WinJet. You get little gamification even from since this was shot. Nazi is verified on iOS and Android. We do have an app coming out. The app will be taking the world by storm in the middle of February of 2022. Woo! This is crazy. The level of impact with this is literally insane. And this goes out to anybody else out there. I'm not just doing it just for Nazia. This is just a framework on what I'm showing everybody else on what's possible with this site. Let's go through this assignment. I'll let you talk about this. Is for Nazia to hold her people accountable on the information she's dumping in. Mm. It's not about what they hear. It's what they do.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
And it's keeping people accountable. Like, I have questions on here that says, how did you feel on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest with your physical appearance, self-image? And that will allow you to see your progress. You, as human beings, we love nothing but to see changes. Mm-hmm. I want to take people away from measuring themselves on a weighing scale all the time. And I talk about this heavily in one of the topics as well, why weighing yourself is so not healthy for you. And what we can be doing is filling out this form and seeing how we're progressing. But not only is this helping you with your health and fitness, it helps you channel other areas of your life as well, right? Your relationships, your work, your dreams, your purpose, whatever it is, you can use this to get into the habit of checking in. And I love this. You have to check in on yourself when nobody else is doing it. And right now you have somebody to help you get started and teaching you some profound questions that can help you change, transform, and have a breakthrough as well.
Right. So- and this is a way for you to also hold yourself accountable, because this is what tends to happen with individuals that aren't held accountable. Once they feel that they can get away with it and not doing something and showing what they're up to, they tend to now, okay, the week turns into 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. And here we are just paying someone your hard-earned money and what they feel that you're worth and obviously what they sell it for. And then they don't give a shit because you have your money. Like I just watched you on a live with Mark Jenkins, went toe to toe with one of the best in the industry going, I don't like return clients.
Yeah. 100%.
I don't like return clients because return clients are a reflection on how well I didn't do my job.
Yes. It's true.
You know what I mean? Well, this client's been with me for 8 years. Well, damn. Why?
Yeah.
That's a reflection on how, you know, effective people are in this process. It isn't just for when you fill out this form and just for her clients and future clients coming in. This is also a way for a whole team to be able to see this. And this all confidentially acts. So we have everybody within the system is an educational system. I have trained professionals, educational placement experts inside this community that have all signed non-disclosure agreements. This all confidentially acts inside of this to make sure that people's names, emails, their everything is protected for privacy policies. Yeah. This is built for a $1 billion company. Okay. The same framework. There's all policies and all framework inside of this. So when people are viewing your information, it's not just Nazi, but there's placement experts, specialists ensuring or holding Nazia accountable mm-hmm. on actually fulfilling on her orders and clients. Mm-hmm. And that's important for us. This is how educational companies keep their accreditations mm-hmm. and keeping their government funding for people that do need grants and obviously student type of funding. Obviously, that'll be coming soon with the WinJet certified stuff. And I haven't even talked about that with Naz yet, but we'll continue to keep going. I just want to give people a little bit more context on why that's important.
So it's definitely, there's a bit that I just realized about affirmations. I'm very big on affirmations, man. I've got 10 years of books, notebooks, writing down my affirmations, mm-hmm. right? With my body, with my work, like even manifesting this apartment, you know, how to use, like for me, I'm a Muslim. I would say dua, prayer in English, meditation. You get access to everything that makes you wholesome as an individual. And Chris, I say this to people that come to work with me, right? Like I charge a substantial amount of money that is above what the fitness industry charge, right? And when people complain, it's a lot. I'm like, honey, I'm giving you 20 years of my experience that I had to pay 50 grand to learn for therapist courses. You're getting that at less than a fraction. So it's like getting a fast track. You're getting a fast track of healing yourself, learning how to become your best version. And healing is a healing yourself is a huge, huge part in the program. As well as finding yourself, rediscovering yourself and everything. Like you said before, Chris, the personal development industry is one heck of a shamble at the moment, mm-hmm. right? You give your cash, they promise you empty promises, and that is it. But what I've learned is what not to do. And I'm sure this is what you do as well. What not to do, give them the right tools and the resources. And it's all about you educating yourself. And mm-hmm. that is it. That's the bottom line, educating yourself.
And this is just a framework on what's to come. And the purpose behind, and just I'm putting this on the screen for the people that are tuning into this on the Audible or tuning in for a podcast platform. It's $54 a month or $45 a month, and you get 2 months off. Mm-hmm. For the 54 months, if you don't have $1.78 into invest into your future self a day, then you got some serious. You don't have a fitness problem. You have a you problem. And I'm saying this with all respect. It's a you problem. You need this now more than ever. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking at the 45 for a month, if you're doing the annual type of program, this is just to get access to mm-hmm. Nazia from this access pools where she will be requesting how well you're doing inside the site with your a weekly assignment. This was how she's going to pull people to the side to do special giveaways, to do all kind of crazy things. And this includes with Mark Jenkins, this includes with everybody inside of WinJet. You're not just getting access just to Nazia. You're getting access to the whole community. You're getting access to over 200 hours of videos that's inside the system already. And the reason why we broke it off this way is for people to really, truly, I give people no freaking excuse. Now you sell me on a reason why you shouldn't do it. That's kind of how I structure programs because you have to do it that way. And that's why the industry is saturated in the personal development of them just taking your money and running with it. And that makes other people that are trying to help you and really help you to make a huge impact a hard time of trying to convince you that you should do it. But I'm going to give you the reasons why it's a necessity for you. But I'm just kind of wanted to shine a light on that. And obviously we'll fast forward this part up to, let's see here, this spot. But anything you want to add to that, Nazia?
No, I think we've covered everything. Like investing in myself is what I'm giving back as well. And it is literally giving back to people who need it. Oh, look at these videos, Chris.
I know, right? Yeah.
You know what I love about these? I'm not even, this is just me, my raw, authentic self.
What Mark liked about these videos, mm-hmm. you're seeing Nazia for herself. You don't mm-hmm. see a photo shoot and you don't see all this stuff and glamour shots. And that's what you see with fitness trainers out there, spray tanning on, you know, and having people behind them with the fans blowing the hair up. This is the real deal.
Yeah, that's the lot of effort, man. the feeling of high energy. Yeah, like everything that we need to talk about life, let's do this.
Right. And this is another part that I want to bring up. Yeah, Khabib in the area. For she does, Nazia does a lot of networking, what she has in the last 10 years, because especially because of obviously what she does, that you're also going to get access to inside of what all the other things that Nazia growing. So she does have a live for those who don't know for Winject Studios at 2 p.m. London time zone on Tuesdays, every Tuesdays. Make sure you're tuning in for that. And it's just, it's amazing. I'm going to show everybody inside the community and what else is available for those who are attached to you or the future people that do see this. Mm-hmm. It's important for really people to understand how massive this is, because that's what makes people really reluctant on getting started with anything, is that they don't know what's inside. Well, that's my job to show them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to speed this up. I think that when the team was editing, there we go. So inside of here, you have Nazia. Every person has, well, the influencers or the partners have their own profiles. You're able to, it's like Discord meets Facebook, has a baby, bam, that's what the system is. And it's literally giving you access to everything that you were used to using social media, but it's just social media on crack. And just literally a thought of every component that needs to happen. You can communicate with other people in the community. You can communicate with all the other shows. My job, my sole purpose that I truly believe that I'm on this planet for is to put people in a position to win. And I've been doing it now for the last, especially 8 years as an entrepreneurship, but most importantly, probably about 14 years in the industry of making moves in education. But this is where people tend to fail in any type of fulfillment process is not knowing what's available to them as a resource.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, when I started my journey 10 years ago, the resources that I have now, if I had it back then, man, I would have been somebody totally different. We're so lucky that we have the rise of social media to help us. There's good and bad to have platforms like this. So to be on this as well is just like, why not?
Areas of opportunity they have and other people actually have an abundant lifestyle.
Yeah.
Do you know? I mean, because you can, depending on your algorithm and what you tend to look at on even your Netflix, people just, they don't understand how powerful this is. And even YouTube, you go to YouTube 100. And you watch a bunch of bullshit, you're going to see a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. I remember, can't remember where it was that I heard this. You have the ability to brainwash yourself before you get brainwashed by somebody else, by the media and whoever's controlling in power. And that was very powerful for me to understand, okay, I understand how this works. And this is what I teach the face-to-face clients, working with their subconscious mind. And the components of my program, the brochure, is base camp, learn basic techniques and form, which is important that you don't miss out. Build the foundation of the house with the first brick, and that is looking at your form and your technique. Then the next part of the program is called recreate. And that's another module that I put in there to understand what patterns and behaviors, why you do the things that you do, what your relationship is with food, when do you let yourself go, what do you say to yourself, the language that you use. Then the next module is rebuild yourself, and this is where we reprogram the subconscious mind. And this takes time. It goes through repetition, practice, and building that habit up, building that memory up here and the muscle up here. And then you come to the last part, that's called the reborn phase. So when people come on the membership, you will get endless material of how. And more than how is actually giving you the right action. I'm giving you the solution. Like, I know you got a problem, this is what you got to do. And bam, and that's it. And it's up to you how you want to change and what you want for your future. And we all have to make a decision what we want in our lives as well. And I want more. That's what I want. And to help more people.
Right. You have to look at what's possible for people first. Mm-hmm. And I really love that with a lot of your stuff that you use and even use to me, you picked up on something with me. And even an excuse that I told myself for years in my dislocated right shoulder. Remember, I had a somatic marker. Mm-hmm. I don't have that anymore on my right shoulder. I was holding on to unresolved trauma.
And we did a lot of the eye exercises.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't see. Remember on my right side? Like I couldn't see. My peripheral was off.
Yeah.
Everything was tilted on one side a little bit. Not like crazy. I wasn't walking around like a hunchback or anything, but it was like even at the beginning, it's not that even nutrition, it's just a combination of all the five pillars that what made it very effective with me. Mm-hmm. And it's also made me more effective in what I do for a living.
100%. 100. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you a quick story before we finish. I have, it's a funny, no, it's not a funny story, actually. It's a serious story. No, it's a serious one. Don't laugh because I've got to tell it without, and it really changed my perception a couple of weeks ago. Like, look, we get our eyebrows done as females. I haven't done my eyebrows for the last 2 months, right? And I'm okay with it. But the other week, I went into my beauty salon to get my eyebrows done. And as females, I'm sure you can actually appreciate this. When you get your hair done, you go to the same hairdressers. When you get your anything to do with beauty, you go to that same place again and again because you trust that person doing it.
100%.
So I got into the shops, right, Chris? And there's a man there. It was her husband. And I'm like, where is Tamanna? Is she here? Because I would like to get my eyebrows done. And it's just the way he said it. He said, oh, she's not here. And I'm like, okay, so where is she? When is she going to come back? And the second time he delivered, she's not here, his demeanor changed. And I looked at him and I'm like, full of beans, having a good day. I'm like, what do you mean she's not here? Has she died? As a joke? I said it, has she died as a joke? Right? And he's just, you know, sad in that expression. And I went,
wow.
Oh, shit. And the story I want to share with you here is this. I watched my eyebrow lady grind. For 6 years I was with this woman, I watched her grind, just doing beauty parlor hair and everything. And her dream, right, Chris, was to have her own salon. And the salon that I had gone into was her own salon. That's after 6 to 7 years of grinding. This woman was severely overweight. We used to always talk about her weight whenever I used to go in there. Nazia helped me. I used to give her tips and everything. Now imagine this. You come to the point you've succeeded your dreams, yeah? When it comes to the material things, she's got her hair salon. She's achieved her dreams of wanting that something that she's been working for years. And God gave it to her. She worked hard for it. God gave it to her. And in that moment of her being in her dream, God also said, it's your time to go back, right?
Mm-hmm. We don't know when that time is.
She died of a heart attack. And, you know, I could see it coming because she was getting more overweight and she had a lot of medical conditions. And in that moment, I was like, I had to check in with myself as well. I'm doing this work. Am I actually looking after myself as well? And we all tend to let ourselves go time to time. And it just changed my whole perspective again in a time and era where people are dying left, right, and center. How are we looking after our immune system? How are we looking after our health and our emotional well-being? Mm. Because it's our thoughts that create more of the issues that we have, obviously, in our body. And I just wanted to share that with people as well, because if we don't take our health and fitness seriously, no matter how much money we earn, no matter how much money
you can't take it with you. They're going to fight your ancestors, the people that you, depending on your level of impact in the world and how the world views or understands your value, they're all going to fight over it in the first place. I'm alive and they're still trying to fight over it. So it's do what they got to do. I mean, I don't really give a shit. I think the level of impact, depending on how the world perceives your value depends on the generation, how many generations that people will still talk about you. Mm-hmm. And I said this to somebody in an interview the other day, and they didn't understand what I was talking about. I could tell it went right over their head.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking about, it's like if you actually understood how quickly the closest people to you forget about you after you're gone, then you stop giving a shit about those people.
Yeah.
Then I'm saying care about their physical, like whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about their opinions of you.
Yeah.
Because how you see yourself is not potentially how they would talk about you.
Yeah.
And just to let everybody else know, when you whatever you're doing in life, depending on the level of impact and even the ones closest to you are sometimes setting up traps for you to fail because they don't want to lose you. And that's real talk. Real talk. You don't make your wealth and you don't make your impact by the people closest to you. You make them by, you make it to strangers.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
I just wanted to make sure that I was said, because a lot of people don't understand. They're putting so much value in other people that are closest to them right now that you don't realize in the future you won't have these people next to you.
Yeah. And it's important to know when to separate yourself from those as well. Like, they did this study as well. Like, if you're around obese people or people who are overweight, you end up imitating what they're eating all the time. So then it goes down to, if you want to have a wealthy lifestyle, be around those people as well. It works. Business, health, fitness, mindset, everything needs to be programmed at some point in your life when you take a choice and take ownership of it as well.
Everything's exposure.
Yeah.
100%. Everything's exposure. Everything. Everything is exposure. But there's one thing that you can't ever do in life is forget that you're placed here for a purpose.
100%.
It's your job to find out what that is.
Yeah.
Some people discover it. Some people won't. I mean, I might even know that I'm not even supposed to be doing this by tomorrow. Like, do something else. But it's all good. I'll continue to keep moving. My grandfather used to always say, and I never wrap this up. My grandfather used to always say, he said, as long as bullets aren't flying over my head and I'm not pushing up daisies, I'm good. I'm good. Bless. I'm good. He was a crazy man, crazy Italian. But anyways, but I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a blessing. It's been a long time coming and it's overdue, but I think everything does happen the way it's supposed to happen. Everything's pre-written. So I can't wait for everybody tuning into this to check out your site. Go to there. Make sure that I'm going to put this little backup on the screen for those who are watching the video component of this podcast. But it's www.winjet.com/offers. OFFERS/NaziKatun. NaziKatun. Boop! Yeah, you'll find her. But yeah, just go to winjet.com. You'll see her all over the place. But yeah, other than that, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you again.
Over and out.
All right. Peace out, guys. Much love. Take care.
This broadcast is brought to you by WinJet Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.